Joining us now in studio is the chairman of the Northfield Charter Commission, Lance Heisler. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, we have, it's been a couple of years since we've checked in really with anyone on the Charter Commission to talk about some things going on, so we're going to do that today. And for our listeners out there, you know, I think it's good to be reminded every now and then. We're a charter city, and that makes us different than a lot of places around, but, you know, we're certainly not unique. Why don't we have you start off by just telling us, you know, what a charter commission is and why we're one of them?
Sure. There are approximately 850 cities in Minnesota, Jeff, and of those 800 and some, 107 cities have what they call a home rule charter. And a home rule charter is set up. It's a statutory creature, but it's set up to allow individual communities to basically have their own constitution. A charter can contain provisions and does contain provisions that really organizes, impacts, regulates every aspect of city government. And what we're allowed to do in a charter as a city is we're allowed to make our own laws, so to speak. Now, we can't make laws that conflict with state statutes, but other than that, we can tailor laws, rules, regulations, ordinances, all those things to tailor to our specific city and the needs of our specific city. And so that's a pretty unique opportunity and kind of a special privilege that we have here.
Now, you've been on the Charter Commission for a couple of years, so by this time you're pretty familiar with it, I'm presuming. Are there a lot of things that we do deviate a little bit from what the state statute says? Do we have a lot of, like, home rules within our charter?
We do, and I hope you're not going to ask me for a lot off the top of my head. But I can give you an example. One example is we have in our city charter the right of recall, which means that we can, based on a petition really of only five citizens, we can begin a process to remove an elected official that we believe may be guilty of either malfeasance or nonfeasance. That's not a right or a privilege that exists in a statutory city. There is no recall provision in those cities. And so, you know, that's one of the sort of main things that we can do to sort of take care of our own, to sort of clean our own house. And we have those kinds of things in our city charter.
The relationship between the city charter and the state statutes, there have been a couple of incidents in recent years, last couple of years, probably since you've been on the Charter Commission or shortly before that, where the where the council has taken some actions that have strayed a little bit from what the Charter Commission specifically says, but the state statute says something else. There seems to be a vagary there, and each time that they've done this, the state statute has won. Is there, I guess, a clear delineation? Do we really know? Is it a moving target we're kind of working with here? How does that work?
In a sense, it is a moving target, and one of the issues that the Charter Commission struggles with is that any law is only as good as the confidence in it and the ability to enforce it. And one of the issues that we're looking at as a charter commission is we have this great document that's specifically tailored to our city, but there is no internal enforcement authority built into our charter. And so the issue always is, if the charter is being violated, how does that violation get addressed? And so that's one of the issues that we're working on as a commission, trying to find a balance between not interfering with government operations, but at the same time making sure that our charter is not observed just in lip service, but in practice. And that's always a tough tension. Look at on the national scale right now. You're seeing that play out in terms of immigration laws. There are a lot of people who are opposed to enforcing the immigration laws as currently written. And whenever you get that in a democracy, you have tension because you've got a law in the books not being enforced, and that always creates problems. And so we have this great home rule charter, but we don't have a good enforcement. And so when it is violated, it's not always easy to address that violation.
Yeah, so when the state kind of bestowed upon cities the ability to have the charter, there's not really much in the way of teeth involved with that. And what the Charter Commission is separate from everything else within the city. You're a totally separate, your own entity. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. And the difference is that the Charter Commission is the members are appointed by the chief judge in our judicial district, which in this case is Lori Williamson in Dodge County. All the other boards and commissions in Northfield, they're typically appointed by the mayor, sometimes with the advice and consent of the city council, but they are creations of the council and the mayor. Ours is not. We are completely independent, which is a good thing because we're dealing with the actual law of our town, so to speak, as opposed to implementation in various aspects of the city, which most boards and commissions are dealing with. We're supposed to take care of this document, and that's our only job.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Lance Heisler is with us. He is the chair of the Northfield Charter Commission. The Charter Commission has how many members? Do you have? I know in the past there has been some, like any commission and any board, there's going to be some turnover over time because it's all volunteer within the community. Are you at a full Charter Commission now?
We are. We have 7 members, and we're full.
All right. And you meet. Well, is every other month now, is that correct? Does that kind of depend a little bit on what's going on?
It does. Mm-hmm. We're scheduled to meet every other month. It's the last Thursday of the month, every other month. But we can call additional meetings and have done so when the need arises, when we're particularly involved in a project, especially if it's time sensitive, if we need to coordinate with the city council to have hearings and meetings and so forth. And so even though we have a set schedule, we're also have the flexibility to schedule meetings as we need to.
All right. The things that you're working on now, is there anything in particular that you're tweaking or reviewing or proposing?
Yes, there is. There's a section in the charter that provides for the mayor to exercise some oversight of the city administration and to report to the council if there's any waste, dereliction of duty, that sort of thing. It's a check and balance sort of provision. That provision was, as far as we can tell, it was implemented first in 2002 when Keith Covey was the mayor. And also, as far as we can tell, that provision has never been implemented. We don't know that it's ever a report like that suggested in this provision has ever been made by a mayor to the city council. And so we're trying to come up with language, hopefully, that will be acceptable to the mayor and to the city council that will give this provision some legs so that the oversight that we think that provision requires is actually implemented.
Now, is it a choice of, hey, let's either do it or get off it? Let's either do this, what the charter says, or just stricken it from the charter altogether. Do you think in those terms?
I do think in those terms. One of the worst things you can have, in my judgment, is a provision, especially in a document like the charter that's really supposed to be specific to our city and its needs, to have a provision in that document that's being ignored. I think that's always a bad thing. If it's not going to be ignored, and that may ultimately be a decision that gets made with regard to this or any other provision, but if it's not being followed, it should be off the books because, again, you have that tension in a democracy where if you have laws, we operate under a rule of laws, and if those laws aren't being implemented or followed, that weakens the confidence in the entire document, in my judgment.
All right. And we should point out that Lance Heisler is a practicing attorney, so he is familiar with the law and the ordinances and such. And Lance, let's talk about the relationship with the city council. The actions, if you do come up with some language, and I understand that there's going to be at some point, maybe this year, going to be a work session where you're working with the city council on maybe drafting some language and seeing what they do. That relationship, you're separate. They do not have jurisdiction over you, but you work together to make these provisions. What is that?
Sure. Again, that really goes back to something that we think is mm-hmm. important, which is just as our federal government has 3 branches, we're separate entity from the city council, but on the other hand, we rely on each other to keep this charter document live and relevant and current. And so part of that process, we could we have the ability, so to speak, or the authority to do an end run around the city council. They have to unanimously approve any amendments to this document, but if they don't approve a document, we do have the option to take it to the voters in a referendum. Now, that's a long and laborious process. We prefer that not happen. It can be expensive, time-consuming. So the best option is, let's see if we can get together with the city council, and if we can all agree we're going to save time, we're going to save money, and we're going to have a document or an amendment that everyone is on board with, which means, again, it's more likely to be enforced, to be observed. So we like to think that it's important to work together with the city council as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, on this provision, we're hoping to have a meeting sometime probably within the next 2 weeks to discuss that with the council.
Now, it's my understanding, Emmett, that if you do have, if you do want to amend it, they need, it's got to be 7-0. It's got to be unanimous, doesn't it?
That's correct.
Okay.
In order for it to be implemented, apart from going to the people with the referendum,
mm-hmm.
the city council has to be unanimous, and it has to be approved by all members of the council and the mayor.
And those are some interesting waters to navigate at sometimes. 6-1 won't do it.
It won't. And it is interesting.
Once again, Lance Heisler, Charter Commission Chair, is with us. The charter as a whole now, do you, as the chair, have you been in contact with other cities that have charters, their commissions? Have you looked at those? Everyone obviously is unique because it's drafted by the only city, but is ours more unique than other people's? Do we have the same laws and stuff?
As the saying goes, we're unique just like everyone else. Sure. There are certain similarities among charters, and we do look at that. We do look at provisions that other cities have adopted, simply because it's always good to take a look at what someone else is doing. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get fresh ideas from what other folks have done. Don't invent the wheel a second time, so to speak. And so we do that. We also will work in tandem sometimes with the League of Minnesota Cities, see what they know. They can be a valuable resource as well. So we're very independent, but by the same token, you know, we want to have provisions and we want to look at this thing from as many perspectives as we can so we get the best results, so we get the best language, so we stay current and we're not doing something that's either contrary to our own wishes or that violates a state statute.
Now, are you aware of, statewide, have there been challenges to different laws that charter commissions have made around the state? Is that... is that in the courts ever? Do you see any of that stuff? Or do they decide much of that?
And that's the rub. The answer to that question, as far as we know, is no. Because our charter is not it's not unique in the sense that we've not been able to find a charter that has a specific built-in enforcement type provision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing we're struggling with right now. With any law, for example, if we have laws against speeding, but there are also very specific enforcement provisions, and if there weren't, if we couldn't enforce the speeding laws, you'd probably see folks driving down the highway a little faster than you currently see them. Because enforcement, unfortunately for all of us, it's nice to have the carrot, but you also need the stick in our society, and we have all kinds of laws that provide for enforcement. But we don't have that in our charter, and so it's a little too easy to ignore, in my opinion, and I'd like to see something tightened up so that there is a mechanism. So, and it should be difficult. It shouldn't be an easy thing to challenge the city on anything that they do. It needs to be a rigorous process, but we think the process also needs to be there.
All right. Once again, Lance Heisler, Charter Commission Chair, is with us. You know, I talk to a lot of people. There has been some discussion. We're a charter city. Should we be a statutory city? We've had a couple of incidents, as I mentioned before, where the council has gone away from the charter and aligned with a state statute. Who's right? Who's wrong? You know, and personally, I don't care as long as we have one set of rules that apply. I've talked to people about the charter, and so many people, it seems like the prevalent thought is that, hey, we're Northfield, we're independent, we're proud, we want a charter. We don't know what it does, but we want one. Do you, as far, I suppose everybody has their own preference on that, but you are involved with both aspects of it. You've seen the city and the state and the statues and being a legal mind. What do you like? Do you think we should stay a charter? Should we go to a statutory?
I do think we should stay a charter because I really value the freedom that we have to tailor this document for our own specific needs. I've been a resident of four or five small town communities, and I consider Northfield a small town community, a number of them. And this city has a vitality and a sense of duty and principle that I haven't seen other places. And by that I mean we have a great number of commissions appointed in this city that do unbelievable work, that have incredibly talented people that devote all kinds of time. That I haven't seen in other communities, and it's that kind of spirit that tells me this is the ideal city for a charter, because we've got the people and we've got the resources and we have the interest and the dedication to make this community unique and to keep it that way. And so I think the charter is one thing that helps us do that. So I would hate to see it go, but by the same token, I'd like to see the provisions, provision whereby it would be enforceable.
Boy, and I agree with you 100% on that, in that Northfield is unique. I haven't been to a city that has, we have so many boards and commissions, and they're all full. There are people that want to be a part of that and on that and help with their community. So, it is a unique circumstance. What about the Charter Commission? If somebody out there is listening thinking, you know, I have an interest in that. Maybe I could be on the Charter Commission. When they're looking for, when you have an opening, are there certain skill sets that would be handy? Is there anything that people need to do to qualify? And how would they go about being on the Charter Commission, getting appointed?
The only qualification is that they be a resident of the city of Northfield. That's it.
All right.
And the chief judge, as I mentioned earlier, is the person who appoints members of the commission, and the chief judge will look at applications and take certain things into consideration, but there is no set qualification that you need. In fact, as you mentioned, I'm a lawyer, and it helps me in some respects to be able to work with the charter because it's a legal document. But it's not so complicated or complex that an ordinary citizen can't understand it. And many times that input from people who aren't trained in the law is invaluable, because they'll often bring a common sense to an issue or a practical application of an issue that we as lawyers will miss because we're so used to dealing with the rule of law and the implications of the law, as opposed to, hey, how's this going to work on the street? How practically does this thing get implemented? And other folks are better qualified often and have better experience than lawyers do to make those kinds of assessments. So we like a diversity on our board if we can get it.
A diverse amount of ideas, always a good thing,
yep,
no doubt about
sure
it.
Is.
Lance, anything else you'd like to mention about the charter or the Charter Commission while we have you in here?
Well, I thought, as long as I'm here, most people have probably never seen this document,
mm-hmm,
and I thought I'd read the preamble because it really does set the tone for what we're about. So if
sure
I could take a minute and do that.
Yeah, we have plenty of time, sure.
This is the preamble to the Northfield City Charter, and this was written by Northfield folks. One of our nation's most cherished qualities is freedom. There can be no freedom, however, without responsibility and order. Written documents governing our nation and state governments clearly declare the right of all persons to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Accompanying statements spell out the responsibilities and order that make freedom possible. It is proper that cities also spell out the freedoms and responsibilities of their citizens that make for good order. Be it hereby declared that no person in the city of Northfield shall, on the grounds of age, race, color, creed, sex, religion, national origin, marital status, or status with regard to public assistance or disability, be subjected to discrimination in any form. Human freedom and human rights are indivisible. If anyone is denied equality, no one is free. The following charter is a declaration of the public policy of the city of Northfield to fulfill its responsibility to treat all of its citizens equally and with good order. So those are pretty lofty goals,
yeah.
and it's a great preamble to a document that really gives us the chance to do good in this town.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure how many Northfielders out there knew we had a preamble, and a very good one. I really like that. Freedom, no freedom without responsibility and order. Let's all go to the nearest mountaintop and shout that out. You know, I think that can go all the way across the country in a day and age like this. Some words of wisdom there.
I agree.
All right. Lance, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That is Lance Heisler, chair of the Northfield Charter Commission. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.